I'm Stuart Langridge, and I'm in the zone.
I am Johnny Bacon, and I am not in the zone.
And this is...
Shot of Jack. Accomplished people often talk about getting in the zone. Newsprint is filled with blatherings from athletes, business people, musicians, actors, and other similarly successful bods, all waxing lyrical about the obscure collection of music, different coloured M&Ms removed from bowls, and rare flowers found only at the top of Tibetan mountain ranges, each of which brings them closer to their creative nirvana. It seems that the greater the salary and public recognition, the further up their arses such zone-generating requirements become. The need to get in a creative zone is not restricted to Hollywood lovies and Olympic medal winners, though. We all have a need to get in our respective zones, and we all have a set of stimuli and environmental factors that help us get energized, keep our concentration tamed, and help us to achieve more and more productive work. Likewise, there are enemies to the zone too. Respected pundit programmer and usability guru Joel Spolsky has often talked about how if you interrupt a program for just 1 minute, he or she could take 15 minutes or more to get back in the zone. That has been felt throughout CubeLand in corporate offices, with hours of productivity lost due to chatty colleagues averse to just fucking Googling it. But getting in the zone is deeper than avoiding foofy high maintenance needs and preventing distraction. There are things, places, and ways in which we can get psyched, excited, and focused on what we're doing. And if we figure out what those things are, we really do feel the rewards. The question is, what gets you in the zone?
The really interesting thing for me about days when I'm in the zone, when I feel really productive, when I think, wow, you know, I got tons done today, I crossed loads of things off my to-do list. If you compare those with days when you really feel like you couldn't get started, that nothing got done, that I tend to blame it, and I think a lot of people do, tend to blame those days, those unproductive days, on their external environment. You think that, oh, the reason I couldn't get started is because people kept ringing me up, or I kept getting pinged on IRC, or I kept getting emails. I could never get started, because every time I tried, something from my external environment came in and screwed me up. But actually, it's really not like that. On the days when you're productive, you get just as many potential interruptions, but because you've got the right mindset, they just become part of the flow. Everything just works.
Well, and some people are a bit too harsh on themselves. They, you know, those of us who aren't arrogant arseholes, who I'd like to think both of us fall into that category, we're always trying to improve ourselves, and we often think of the improvement of ourselves as being in the zone, and you just can't do that all the time because we're human beings. It doesn't work that way. This actually reminds me of an interesting presentation which I saw at Foo Camp, and there's this woman, I can't remember her name now, but she was doing this roundtable discussion about figuring out what you're doing when you're in the zone. And I'd like to play this little game with you and all the Shot of Jack listeners.
Okay.
This is basically how it works. So typically when you're in the zone, there's stuff that's going on that causes you to be in the zone. And she says when you think about what that stuff is, then, and you know what that stuff is, then you can basically replicate it and get back into the zone yourself. So she, for example, said that she realized that when she's in the zone, she's often having a shower. So, you know, she's in the shower, her mind's racing about all kinds of stuff that that she wants to work on when she gets out of the shower. And so she realized that, and she started having more showers and became more productive and in the zone. And I was thinking this thing through, and I thought, this really, the different things that can cause you to get into the zone basically fall into three areas. One is senses, it's things that you hear and see and touch and feel and all the rest of it, you know. The second thing is the environment that you're in, like where you are, what you sat on, what kind of furniture and surroundings are around you. And then the third thing is people, the kind of people that you're with, which get you into the zone. Because a lot of people, myself included, find that certain personalities will get them into the zone. So what I thought could be interesting is for you and I to go through each of these three different buckets of zone-generating goodness, and then we can throw it open to the Shot of Jack community to share their thoughts. And to not only share their thoughts, but to some of them should follow, carry a little notebook around and then note down when they're in the zone and share that experiment feedback back to us. So, let's start with senses. What senses get you in the zone?
Well, I mean, obviously when my job is writing code, writing documentation and thinking about how things fit together, so sight tends to be looking at the computer screen. But yeah, the primary thing that that I use, and that an awful lot of people use as a secondary sense, something that you can do while you're working, is listening. And it's almost always music. And this devolves down to the question of, what music do you listen to while you're hacking? And me, personally, the kind of music that I listen to for preference is things like AC/DC. But I can't write code. I can't think while I'm listening to that sort of thing, because it distracts me too much. I listen to the music. I'll sit there, I'll play drums with a cigarette on the table. And what I won't be doing is concentrating exactly on what I'm doing. So I listen to things like Portishead, which is, you know, kind of nice, light background music which you can dissolve into.
Right. That's pretty much the opposite of me. I like to listen to thumpingly heavy, energetic music. I find that energetic music, whether it's AC/DC or whether it's Decapitated, will often get me focused and excited about working. And I also have to have headphones on. I can't, if it's going through the laptop speakers, it's not as effective. When I've got headphones, I can hear the bass. That really gets me going as well. Listening to a 15-minute... Enya flute solo is not going to get me attracted to.
I've got speakers built into my chair, so I'm not using the laptop speakers. I've got, you know, reasonably decent music listening environment, which is quite cool.
Have you got one of those fat man chairs that you never get out of then?
No.
With like the little beer thing down the side.
It does not have, there is no little beer thing down the side of my chair, but I do have speakers in the chair, which is rather nice. I mean, moving on from that, the other thing that a lot of people think about is, since we talk about senses, is a sense of taste. What you'll eat and drink while you're working. And
let me guess, pies.
And disappointingly for you, and humour clowns the world over, not pies. Essentially, when I'm if I really knuckle down to work, I survive on a diet of tea and cigarettes. And I'm not necessarily suggesting this is great for everybody, but it works for me. You know,
right?
You, I believe, are a coffee person.
Yeah, I mean, coffee is I use coffee as a pick-me-up. I don't need it to be able to concentrate, but I need it in the morning, and I need one in the morning and one in the afternoon. That really gets me going. I'm assuming it's the caffeine. But interestingly, coffee works, but Red Bull doesn't work as well. So it can't be just the caffeine.
No, I mean, that's exactly the point. I think that it's not the... obviously, the caffeine has a kind of pharmacological effect, but a lot of it's about mental comfort. Even if you get the same caffeine buzz from a Red Bull as you would from a coffee, you're choosing coffee because it's the thing you feel comfortable with, which is precisely the point that was being made in the talk at Food Camp. It's precisely the point we're trying to make now.
I will drink a coffee in the house. You will drink your cup of tea and your pies in the house. What environmental...
Well, the environment contribute? Is interesting because you still experience the environment through your senses, but it's much more... A kind of more permanent thing to create. So instead of thinking about things like a cup of tea, it's what pictures you've got on the walls, how comfortable your chair is. It's something where you can put some serious effort into setting up an environment in which you feel comfortable. And I think an awful lot of people slight that. If you're in an office, then you'll just be in a cubicle on a bog standard chair. If you're at home writing code in the evenings, or if you work from home, then your office will just be a room shoved up in the corner somewhere. You'll just have a desk pushed up against the wall.
Yeah.
And Spolsky, who you mentioned, has banged on and on and on and on about constructing an environment in which people feel comfortable. So spending $1,000 on an Aeron chair seems ridiculous, but actually it's an economy.
Yeah, no, I agree. And for me, environment is critical. Like, I love being at home and I love being on the couch, much to the chagrin of my back. And I love spending time with my wife during that, because she works from home as well. So we both work really well from home. And actually, wearing shorts is important to me as well. That gets me in the zone. I don't know why. But, you know, shorts does it for me.
Okay.
What about people? Let's wrap it up with people. What kind of people get you really mentally prepared to be ready in the zone?
I work well by bouncing ideas off of people. I have been accused more than once of... if I'm actually explaining something to someone or working with someone, that I'm using them as the silent partner in a Socratic dialogue. So I'll describe things, and they're expected to just go, "Yes, Socrates, I agree," every 30 seconds or so, just so I can carry on. I've tried to create this by talking
with the plaintiff.
Well, yeah, I've tried actually faking this by literally talking to a teddy bear or something to help explain an idea, but it doesn't seem to work properly.
Yeah, yeah. Something that really gets me pumped up in terms of getting in the zone is, first of all, people who are smart and think outside the box, but secondly, people who are funny. Like, comedy always gets me psyched about what I'm doing. If I can have fun, because I like laughing, and people who make me laugh help me get into the zone. So those are the three areas that we've talked about: senses, environment, and people. But we're the start of the conversation, and this is a great, great opportunity for discussion on this particular shot. So, folks, two things you can do. Firstly, go to the shot, go to the page where you heard this shot, and go and share your thoughts. Which senses, which environmental elements, and which people get you into the zone, get you excited about what you're doing? Secondly, if you can't think about what that is, carry a little notepad around with you, carry a post-it note around with you and a pen, and when you get into the zone, note down what it was and share your feedback back to us. Conceptually, if we all contribute to the conversation, we all share our ideas, this may trigger things for us, and it may help all of us to get more out of being in the zone.